Blog Talk Radio.
Kilroy. The share. The U.S. biggest import, entertainment. The U.S. biggest export, entertainment. Sports, music, fashion, it's entertainment. Cell phones, reality shows, and PlayStations. Today, if Rosa Parks was waiting on us, it's sad she'd still be on the back of the bus.
True.
Instead of you fighting for freedom with me, you'll take to the streets to burn a jersey, discuss an ESPN's Hyper Bowl show, where a false king said if he'd stay or go to Miami for brighter lights and a title. So just do it. Stop following false idols.
Yeah.
Ring around the Justice Center, I was there. March against Cleveland Clinic, I was there. Invading Radio 1, I was there. Hold up, where were you? Oh yeah, not there. Discuss, we're too busy to protest while the loss of freedom breathes down our neck. Disgusted in you, hope you follow my line. You can ask for freedom, I'm demanding mine.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why.
Lawman of the land, you should hear my alarming. Armor up when you hear my next warning. The Euclid Corridor, which produced a health line. Brand new project, which will slash a straight line straight through the heart of the inner city. Knocking down homes and tearing through buildings. It's called the Opportunity Project. 375 mil, the cost to implement. Plowing through Kinsman, Fairfax, Slavic Village, Buckeye, East 55th will be pillaged. Two biggest employers in our city, Cleveland Clinic, oh yeah, and University. They use corridors to get employees to work, even if houses get plowed in the dirt.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
There's a lot of racist clubs down in the flats. Week after week, sad fact, we head back. Even a Russian mob has the nerve to trip. If you don't believe me, check my manuscripts. Before the club could play us out like fools, we packed them Swiss boxers and said, cool.
Yeah.
We need more black-owned clubs like Club Earth. Maybe then we'd envision our self-worth.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Disgusted.
You wonder why. You wonder why.
Man, I'm just too disgusted to rap.
You know it.
Y'all complain about rude security and high prices, but are probably heading to the flats right now to get your Dougie and Flex on. Disgusting. HJS. Share. Still rolling.
And welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Chapter 2, Verse 30. And what is man? Well, man, simply put, is music, activism, news. And you can reach us just like the 216-205 number that we'll be getting to shortly. You can reach us just by calling 646-478-0944. For those who are definitely listening online at Blog Talk Radio, we appreciate that. If you choose to get in on any conversation, just use that number. Disclaimer number one, if you wish to hold a line and listen and not speak when I get to you, that's fine. You can stay silent. I'll put you back on hold. But since I love phone calls, feel free to speak. Also, since you get info on this show, have pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops. Of course, the laptops, the desktops, the iPhones, the smartphones, for the info that you'll hear. Last disclaimer, disclaimer number two. You might hear something you don't like, But please don't blame Varsity Music or Blog Talk Radio. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at the 646-478-0944. That's, of course, 646-478-0944. So with that being said, let's see what's going on at this 216-205. You're on the line. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Sheriff? How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well, man. What about you?
Good, good, good. Me and the boys always checking out the show. We appreciate everything you do, and congratulations on your performance yesterday.
Oh, I thank you very much for that. I do. I'm looking at something in my hand that says the Mass X Music Festival 2013. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, Sam is Mass X Music, and what he's doing is starting to kick off his production company now. He got a new house studio that he's about to open up officially for business, and this is his little coming out party, you might say. And you know, he's the master on the grill, so he's going to be throwing out some slabs of ribs and a whole bunch of good homemade food. And he got like three bands just coming out to play, live bands. I think it's a blues band and like two funk bands, some old school players from Cleveland and in the local area. And at the same time, we wanted to invite you out and all of your listeners that are performers also. So we're just going to have a whole bunch of amps and items that you could just plug and play if you play instruments, or if you're going to rock the microphone, you just bring your music out and the DJ will just put it on and let you go to work, you know.
Oh,
his turnouts are always good. Seriously. Every time he throws parties, it'll be about 50 to 60 people back there in his backyard, so we're going to throw down.
That's nice, and I'm looking at it for Saturday, September 21st, 6908 Whitney Avenue, and I'm looking at where that's saying, of course, Cleveland, Ohio, 44103, but that's off East 68 and Superior Avenue.
Yep, that is true. And he's going to start running the cameras about 1 o'clock so everybody can come out and sign up and get their DVD. Because he's going to try to get these DVDs going at the same time. As soon as, like, so somebody perform, he'll try to run in his little editing room and get the DVDs. Or sometimes it'll go, it depends on how many perform. It might be the next day. But as they sign up, they'll be able to get their DVD from him. So that's cool.
Okay. I appreciate that. Uh-oh, it sounds like the boys are having a good time.
Yeah, they still be in the bed. It's cool, but you know how that goes. So you've been here before, so you know exactly what's going on. Hey, before I go, I want to request Tell the Truth, because I keep asking for it, so I want to get it in there.
Okay, well, I thank you so much. We will put on something shortly for you, and I thank you very much for calling in.
All right.
Hey,
all right, now, I hear you over there, so we'll get something on for you real quick.
I appreciate it.
No problem. We appreciate you all. As a matter of fact, we're getting ready to go to that 712 phone number. I'm going to grab a track and pull it from the past, the 216-712. We'll get to you in just about less than at least 1 minute, but I wanted to say that the top tracks from last week to this week, starting from number 10 all the way to the number 1 spot. Number 10, the 137, Where's the Beef remix from Swish Fam. Number 9, Instant Classics from Varsity Music featuring Emax the Image. Number 8, Connie's Son. And, of course, that's Connie's son. So he named himself Connie's son. But the son stands for S-U-N because he's shining light rays of respect for his mom. Number 7. Blame Boogie from HJS Music and Michael Jackson. Number 6, Karma Delane. Number 5, Michael Jackson from SIN Entertainment. Number 4, Instrumentals by Emax from Varsity Music. Number 3, 1008 Vision with HJS Music. Number 2, Black House Sounds. Number 1, We Will Do Better from HJS Music. And now I can come up here and see who's been holding the line patiently. 216-712, you're on live.
What's up, Al? This is Donna Brown, the General. How you doing?
How you doing? Oh, I'm doing well. How you doing, General?
I'm great. I can't complain. God is good. Just got to get out here and put my boots back to the streets and come off a little hiatus from this election and let the people know who did vote for me, the 35 that was counted. Thank you. I appreciate what you've done. And don't think Donna Brown is out the game. I might be back in another election before you know it.
There we go. But I like how you said you were definitely putting your boots back down on the ground. So I'm going to ask you, one of the things that you look out and you see, what's on your mind right now?
Right now, 137 shots is what's on my mind right now, because I see where we as black people, we is dying down, and, you know, people are gradually forgetting the injustice that occurred to unarmed people. So I just think right now we as the black community, we need not to forget Melissa and Melissa Williams and Timothy Russell, because those were two lives that were taken, and we haven't gotten an answer back from our mayor. We haven't got an apology back from the chief of the head of the police association. You know, we're just, as the black community, we appear to be, we lost.
Mm. I hear you on that, and I appreciate you for still being out there and talking very candidly, because there are some people that if something happens election-wise one way or the other, somebody gets in the office, or if they don't make it to office, all of a sudden you don't hear from them anymore until it's something else going on and it's time, election time. So I want to say I thank you very much for doing what you've always done, General, and being out there on the front line.
And I want to thank you, Al, for you know, having me on your show, Man on the Streets. I want to thank your engineer for endorsing me when I first came out running for mayor, and then the hip-hop workshop and community for embracing me when I decided that we needed to change for redistricting to run for Ward 10 council person. You know, and I want to thank you and your mother and her alter ego, Maddie Porter. I want to thank her for coming out to some of our events. But I really want to thank you and Mama Porter, because you guys have really stood behind me and let me know that the hip-hop community can determine an election. It's just a matter of everybody being involved and putting their share into the pot to make a difference.
All right. Well, we thank you for that. And what I'll take the time right now is to play something for you, and we'll dedicate that to you, General Donald Walker Brown. So with that being said, this is Al Porter, Man in the Streets. And, of course, for those who haven't heard it, well, this is a dedication.
Black on Black.
Black on Black. Black.
OPN.
OPN.
Wish fame. And they thought they were going to be let off the hook.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties in organized cop killings. So a Caucasian and a Zimmerman, I'm in a Latino. Sorry, man, black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along with them. Black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along. Black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along with the Klan. Black shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all late? Condemn racist cops. Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight. So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Paul Redneck has a way with words. He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing. General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. Then Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in the rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth. what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gunned down over mufflers in a pop can. 25-minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right.
Nope.
They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike. Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets, they bum rushed Heritage Park in E.C. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot.
Nope.
The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Hold it, Frank, wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye to represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in Touche. This world we living in is too crazy. They rather see us dead or locked up in prison or system. Touche. Still I'm a child, I've been abused lately. You hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's great, we take another look. Cause all the pigs in my city just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, there's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one to run up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead on all top, family dreaming. It's spread like the plague, it won't stop this season. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this evening, steady out for justice. The clutch fist in the air. Black power, the first pig ever did. The fat cowards.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Yeah, that song, there's some beef right there. And, of course, you're listening to Al Porter, Man in the Streets, once again. Very blessed to have you on board. 646-478-0944 is the number. And we're going to get into the fact, I just want to, before we get into one of our main stories, just to let you know when it comes to Blog Talk Radio, feel free. For those who need some other conversation, looking to promote yourself, type in, once you get to Blog Talk Radio, type in Bored and Restless Radio. Look for the show times for that particular show. You can also type in The Gambit Radio and also Corrupt Radio. And the thing is, let them know you heard it from, of course, Hood Tunes Radio family, Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That's greatly appreciated. They have been able to promote and play some of our music and promote some of the things we stand for, so I know they can do the same thing for you. You can also use the same phone number of 646-478-0944. That's 646-478-0944 for Hood Talk 2 on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 p.m. That's Cleveland Standard Time. National politics broke down to a local level, and also use that 646-478-0944 number for Hood Tools Radio, which is 8 to 10 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays, Cleveland Standard Time, which, of course, is the Music Business 101 and regional and national artists hooked up. Those are a couple of things right there. I'm going to take just a couple of minutes and bring up a little thing, just a little bit of brain food, so to speak. Efforts to initiate legalized casino gaming in Detroit have been, of course, occurring all throughout the 1970s, but failed until the Windsor Casino opened its doors across the Detroit River in Canada in 1994. The steady flow of Detroit residents and U.S. dollars going to the Windsor Casino had a dramatic impact on voter attitude, and in November of 1996, the Michigan Gaming Control and Revenue Act, so that's the Michigan Gaming Control and Revenue Act, known as the Act or Proposal E, permitted the development and licensing of three privately owned casinos in Detroit. Now, Detroit goes bankrupt. Detroit casinos were supposed to bring tourism, jobs, and big money. 2013, Detroit filing bankruptcy with 40% street lights out, tens of thousands of abandoned buildings, schools closed, and violent crime was highest over any other big city. Some Detroit officials tried to blame police and fire pension benefits as to why they were losing money, but those benefits were modest when compared to Kansas City and L.A. Many Detroit public safety retirees are just barely getting by. Now, $18 billion is the Detroit debt, so Detroit became the largest U.S. municipality to file bankruptcy. Detroit's auto industry and manufacturing sector collapsed, population decline, decimating its tax base, leaving the city with massive cuts to basic services and one of the nation's highest rates, again, of violent crime. Now, $18.5 billion. But the silver lining, if that's what you call it, gives the city access to $11 million a month in casino tax revenue to maintain city services, which was a deal worked out with creditors during negotiations that are still pending. Going on. July 18, 2013 is when Detroit filed for bankruptcy. So what does Detroit have to do with Cleveland? Well, Detroit has major sports teams. They have the Detroit Tigers, Detroit Lions, Detroit Red Wings. Well, that's hockey. Cleveland has the Tribe, the Browns. Detroit, they have Motown. Cleveland has the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And they just broke ground on the R&B Hall of Fame. Hot artists in Detroit, okay, you have Eminem, Kid Rock, Cleveland, Bone Steel is hot, and, of course, MGK. Detroit via 1996, the casinos will save the day. Cleveland via 2012, the casinos will save the day. But none of this is true of city government. Why? Because the only reason government goes bankrupt is from mismanagement, and mismanagement doesn't just happen now and then. It means this, and there is a failure to manage cash flow. So that would mean there's a systemic failure to manage cash flow. Multi-thousands in Cleveland from casino money spent on red light cameras. That's something to think about right there. You can ask Eugene Miller and Jeff Johnson. I mean, just like Detroit has tens of thousands of abandoned buildings, could that money have been used for something else, as our current mayor, Frank Jackson, allocates money for police presence downtown? Violent crime is rising uptown, as we are the 10th most violent city in the United States. And the skywalk from the Horseshoe Casino to the parking garage is becoming reality. When I mentioned the skywalk on the show months ago, maybe I should have said the city should build a skywalk of common sense to at least convey some common sense and bring some frustration straight from the hood, straight to City Hall. So as we think about that right now, we're going to go with 1008 vision, whatever.
1008 vision. You ain't ready for this. Hey, Dez, I love you for this beat, man.
Whatever. How you want it? Lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever. How you want it? Lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever. How you want it? Lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever. How you want it? Lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever.
deadly and worse after dark. You come against me, I sink my teeth in you like a shark. I execute my words so good, you'll think I was Aristotle. You rapping like an infant, so go suck on your bottle. See, if I ran for president, I win it by a landslide. You step to me and you end up on your backside. You wanna battle me, that's committing suicide. Cause you see, I kill you quicker than some cyanide. I'm Mr. Ronnie B. Better yet, that name is Ron. I'm that lyricist, a poet. Better yet, I'm a phenomenon. This is what I say before I jump in the sack. You better call your chiropractor, cause I'm breaking your back. See, you have to keep in mind that I'm the Mac Daddy boss. And my loving is more tender than the songs of Luther Vandross. I'm always getting paid, I never worry about salaries. I got more rhymes than your body gag calories. You 6 feet in the grave, cause you couldn't handle my vocal tone. I beat you punk, that's what they writing on your tombstone. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever.
Bring up my rhymes to say them as your own, but now it's all over. Your game is blown. Adoption of my lyrics for your very own reason. Sucker, don't you know that that is called treason? You heard how hard I am, and now you come a running, but you boo boo on yourself when you hear this ruler coming. I'm steady getting famous by the suckers I serve. I'm like a butler for a rich man, serving guests like hors d'oeuvres. Anytime you need a man, take a look in my direction. From head to toe, I'm nothing but perfection. After hearing me rap, you say I'm well gifted. My phone book is so heavy, Schwarzenegger couldn't lift it. I'm so bad, and yes, I'm hitting hard, yeah. I manifest the funky styles like a grizzly bear. Mr. Ronnie B, yeah, I manifest these funky sounds. I'm getting paid while you at home watching Charlie Brown. You getting old, so I suggest that you retire before I cut you up and slice you up like barbed wire.
Whatever, how you want it, lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically a gunplay. True to what I do, my style is underground like subways. Whatever, how you want it, lyrically a gunplay. Whatever,
how you want it,
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 whatever,
yeah.
Wow, whatever. 108 Vision definitely was in the house. I want to just go backwards a little bit and say that I felt it was a blessing. You know, the Creator allowed me to be able to, and let me give that number real quick before I get into a couple of things. So 646-478-0944. Feel free to call in and be a part of this conversation. But I just want to say that it was a blessing yesterday. I never would have expected. You know, never know what the Creator has in store for you to be performing in front of 5,000 people. It was a big blessing to perform alongside Brother Wayne Woody Metzger. Doing the song, of course, We Would Do Better. People Get Ready Remix at Cleveland State University's Wolfstein Center. Stage, home of the Vikings men and women's basketball team. Also performing was Mike Nelson and his band. Always show that love to people who are in the region before you get to the big boys, instead of doing it backwards. But Mike Nelson and his band from, of course, Little Africa. Same stage alongside Grammy nominee and Stellar Award winner Vashon Mitchell, who, of course, is from D.C. He, of course, did a beautiful rendition of his hit, his record, that was inspired, Nobody Greater. And, of course, Evangelist Jessica Selvey Davis and the Selvey Singers from, of course, Earl, Arkansas. It was nice to see people such as Laura Cohen, Pastor Twan, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, the Panthers, brother by the name of Fat Boy. You'll hear more from his music in the future. DJ Dollar Rock of the Hip Hop Workshop, Johnny G, the voice of radio, and, of course, Kimberly F. Brown was definitely out there as well. I want to say thank you to, of course, Ken Lancey for mayor, who definitely invited me to perform in front of a full house where you had, wow, remote control cameras, putting our faces up there and on stage on large monitors so everybody could see us. And also, I just wanted to say it was a big blessing. And did I mention that everyone in attendance not only heard positive messages, but had, of course, plenty of free food and beverage, even enough to leave back out with. So I want to definitely say special shout out to Monica Phillips of Visions of Worship. You all will be hearing her music and her group's music soon enough on this show. So we get all over the place. Got to thank HJS Music for putting that one together and through. And, of course, Varsity Music for making sure that if you're going to get up there and do a track, do what you have to do and get out there and make sure things go well. The reason that I'm throwing that out there is because I guess I have to take a little bit of time and go backwards. Sometimes it seems like I'm picking on folks, but I really am not picking on people. I'm just giving the news as it is. And I just like to say, to follow up what I said before, Dan Gilbert, who, if he was not a fan of this show, he definitely won't be after this evening. Dan Gilbert, Cavaliers owner, Dan Gilbert, is under fire for making thousands of dollars in illegal contributions to mayoral campaigns in Detroit. Ooh, so see, Cleveland and Detroit has a lot more in common, and it's not all good. A complaint was filed to the Michigan Gaming Control Board, and an executive director, Richard Calm, regarding illegal political contributions made by and on behalf of licensee Dan Gilbert by Quicken Loans Incorporated. Political Action Committee, yep, the Quicken Loans PAC, requesting revocation of Dan Gilbert's casino license in the city of Detroit. In other words, they're saying it should be revoked and over and done. The Quicken Loans PAC made $34,000 contributions to Mike Duggan Mayor Committee. Ooh. They also say he gave thousands to Detroit City Council members. In response, though, the Cavs owner says this claim is baseless with no merit. There's no violation in Michigan gaming laws or regulations. The PAC is an independent legal entity. This is the second complaint, though, filed in the past, we'll say, 45 days. He was under investigation for a separate $80,000 donation. So just dropping that little bit off, I'm going to go up here and see what's going on with this 216-288 phone number. That's 216-288. You're on live, Al Porter, Man in the Streets. What's going on this evening?
Oh, I'm listening to you. You all are doing an outstanding job. And I'm learning a lot.
Thank you very much. That means a whole lot. That means a lot. At least it means we're not on here just giving people dead air. So that's a blessing. Anything else you'd like to say this evening?
No, but one thing I wanted you to know already, sir, that we're
mm-hmm.
beginning to hear from the two other guys that are running, War 10.
Okay.
Just been invited to an activity on Thursday night.
Oh, wow. So isn't that interesting?
Yeah, by D.D. Miller.
Wow. Hey, I want to ask you a question before I go. Has Eugene Miller been inviting you to places beforehand?
Yes. On
okay.
and off.
On and off. Okay,
yes.
Then. Well, it might be more often on once people are reelected for office. So we'll be watching out for that. And you can definitely be a special correspondent and call in and let us know if that is continued. Can you do that for us?
Yes, be glad to do it.
All right. Thank you very much for calling in this evening. We appreciate you. And with that being said, I'm going to definitely, since I talked about one thing, I'm going to take the time to just play a track and come right back. As a matter of fact, this kind of has a little bit to do with what I was talking about earlier. And no, it's not a Dan Gilbert song. We'll be right back to Al Porter, Man in the Street.
Together, together, we will do better. Together, yes, together, we will do better. Pay attention to what I'm saying about Ken Lancey, Cleveland's next mayor. Grew up on 110th and Woodland, then 117th, the Badlands. Lancey, 13 years old, working part-time and building up a business mind. Quality of life, huh, is getting worse for those who live in Cleveland, and it hurts. We need a serious business plan coming from the mind of a businessman. Our city ranks number one concerning job loss. Lancey makes a living creating jobs. Lancey's turned around many failed businesses. Well, in Cleveland, we need him to help us. Ken Lancey, Cleveland's go-getter. Together, we will do better. Ken Lancey, Cleveland's go-getter. Together, we will do better. Ken Lancey, Cleveland's go-getter. Together, we will do better. Ken Lancey, a lifelong Clevelander. As mayor, he looks forward to serving you. Lancey says no to what's hurting us and stood up against the red light cameras. Our city's value is still declining. What's worse, Mayor Jackson ain't trying. Remember Frank Jackson, his best comment? Jackson said, it is what it is. Our mayor gets results, well, I don't know. He's up on TV and at festivals. Where's Frank? Not at Trayvon's rallies. Where's Frank? Not at murdered women's rallies. Where's Frank? Wait, I see Ken Lancey. Where's Frank? Those two words bother me. We need a leader we can see. For mayor, I'm back. Ken Lancey. Ken Lancey. Cleveland's go-getter. Together, we will do better. Ken Lancey. Cleveland's go-getter. Together, we will do better. Ken Lancey earned his reputation. Donates to the public education. Created Project Love for self-esteem. Free Iowa Dam so students can read. Give $50,000 a year to public schools. You ain't know? Well, now you do. Lancey's focused on our neighborhoods. Cause he knows we all not living good. They were busy rebuilding downtown. Our inner city slowly went down. Women came up, murder and rape. 10th violent city, none of us safe. Lancey said, help me to help you. Together, that's how we'll get through. Dealing with criminals, the dirty rats. Ken Lancey's the man to deal with that. Ken Lancey, Cleveland's go-getter. Together, we will do better. Ken Lancey, Cleveland's go-getter. Together, we will do better. Ken Lancey, Cleveland's go-getter. Together, we will do better. Ken Lancey, Cleveland's go-getter. Together, we will do better. Ken Lancey, Cleveland's go-getter. Together, we will do better. Cleveland's go-getter. Together, we will do better. Cleveland's go-getter. Together, we will do better. Cleveland's go-getter. Rolling.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, Mr. Beat Effect.
Don't look so sad, I know it's all life goes on. And this world keeps on turning. Let's just declare we have this time to spend together. Watch the bridge pass that will bring. Lay your head,
lay your head
on my pillow.
Yeah.
good time.
I introduced this nigga 10 times.
Of course, and I'd like to say.
I'm taking a slot.
Ooh. I had to play that one because it's like, you know, for good times. And when you do too good of a job bothering people, sometimes, you know, you get knocked off the air here and there. That's the way it goes. That's all right. Because I just wanted to bring it and be real nice for a moment and say that the past Saturday, and feel free to check out my Facebook page or the Litterbugs page. And that's Litterbugs with a Z. Because last Saturday from 2 to 5 p.m., they had their inaugural, and that's the inaugural Great Cleveland Cleanup. Cleaning up trash, and also joining us was Majestic Garbs, D. Loran of the Ohio Hip Hop Awards and Music Conference, GMS Hood Famous TV, Suave Gotti, GMS Shakespeare, Chris from Black on Black Crime Incorporated and myself, Bobby Champagne and Callie Miles of the Bomb Squad, TETENT, that's TET, Entertainment, students at Gilmore Academy, Lincoln West, Top of the World Music, Stars Mob Radio and Whoville Entertainment, James Rhodes students, Visible Lyrics, Marina of the Cleveland Cavaliers, Star Music Media and Kent State University. And it was interesting because Suave, GMS Shakespeare, Chris King, and myself did Euclid Creek Park. And when we finished faster than expected, we chose to go to Gordon Park and picked up trash in the midst of a busy park. And I would just like to say, what happened and how do movements get started when you have so many different people from so many different organizations join under one banner and work together? And instead of trying to pretend that they were big, actually go out there and prove you're big by doing something. And in that type of movement, we were setting an example as people were asking questions. And by doing extra at another park, the Four Horsemen of Trash Pickup, yeah, I'm trash talking. Anyway, Suave, myself, Shakespeare, Chris, we didn't just, like I say, do one thing. We ended up going to Gordon Park. And instead of leaving at 5 p.m., it was supposed to be from 2 to 5, we didn't finish till around 7 p.m. And so we were handed at the beginning plastic gloves. But, of course, GMS Hood Famous TV, we used our money. It wasn't that big. We went to Dollar General and picked up those four, like, pickup sticks and stuff like that so we'd be able to pick up glass as well because they had said the one thing you don't do with the plastic gloves, which we can understand and overstand, is pick up glass. So we ended up going that extra mile, and it was a blessing. So I just wanted to throw that out there and say that it was nice when you get out there, you set that example by wanting to make your own area look good before dealing with a whole lot of other things. I also want to call people's attention once again. You have that Massex Music Festival. You can look online at www.masxmusic.com. And that's this coming Saturday, September 21st, 6908 Whitney Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, right off East 68 and Superior, 1 p.m. until musicians and vocalists are welcome. Peaceful event, free food and drinks. Hey, I like the sound of that. Sound system and amps will be available. The event will be videotaped. Sign up for DVD. And also this coming weekend, it'll be very busy because at least from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., but I'll probably be from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., Black on Black Crime Incorporated at Coit Community Barbecue at Coit Road Market this Saturday. 15,000 Woodworth. Eat, meet people, shop with vendors, talk with neighbors. Donation is accepted. Members of Black on Black Crime Incorporated will address the importance of belonging to a neighborhood organization. So if you play your cards right, you can basically eat and enjoy yourself all day. Also, before I go anywhere and leave off today, let people know the 8th Annual Ohio Hip Hop Awards is coming up with the Ohio Hip Hop Awards weekend. Friday's schedule is going to be very nice. So is Saturday. But Friday, you've got, of course, all kind of things coming up with the Cleveland Classic, Stepping for Life comedy and show. And that'll be presented by, of course, Life Bank. You'll welcome the Ohio Party at the House of Blues from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. You have some other things happening. Of course, you have on Saturday different type of conferences going on all day long. And then on Sunday, September 22nd, 2013, the red carpet, 4 p.m. The red carpet and the showtime is at 6 p.m. at Playhouse Square, Ohio Theater. So if you need any more information, just feel free to go to the OhioHipHopAwards.com or call directly to 440-752-9616. As we prepare to head out of there, we just want to thank everybody who has joined us this nice evening. May everybody stay blessed, stay up. I'm going to leave out one of my favorite tracks that I love to listen to. Leave out with a little bit of this nice R&B stuff from my man representing Varsity Music. Everybody stay safe, stay prayerful. Please continue to work together. And that's all, people. Thanks.
Yeah. Hey. Hey. Yeah. 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 Well, I'm in the club, in the club, in the club, looking for my
club, in the club, in the club.